این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
The Holy Quran says, "And hold fast all of you together to the cable of Allah and do not separate. You have clung to the cable of the US and Soviet Union. Claims are many. I do not say that we in Iran are followers in the true sense of the word. We claim that we are interested in emulating the Prophet. We intend on following him. You claim to be followers. Remember, Allah says in Quran that you should not treat them in the same way. As for those who disbelieve, their patrons are false deities. Right, who are your patrons now? Whom do you have relationship with now?"
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Spring of the Truth from IRB English Radio. This is Ali, and we are going to talk about the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi with regard to the government and the Islamic leader in an Islamic government. Imam rahmatullah alayhi says that Islam, from the dawn of Islam, we have these cases and this evidences that its leaders were like this, that from the viewpoint of their life and having their social life with the others, they were always in a lower rank with the people, or at least the same level of the life of ordinary people. So Imam wants to tell all the government leaders and all the statesmen that if you are going to lead an Islamic nation, your conduct, your seerah, your way of life should be like the conduct of the Holy Prophet and Imam Ali alayhi salam and the other Imams. That they were living a lower life. I mean, they were living like the lower classes of the society. So it does not mean that they were poor people and they were not able to bring a sort of, let's say, good life for themselves. But since they are going to lead an Islamic ummah, an Islamic nation, they have to feel and understand what is going on in the last layers of the society, last classes of the society. They have to feel it. They have to sense it. If they are not going to feel and sense what is going on there, so they will not be able to make good decisions and to find solutions for those groups of the people.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi.
So it's very important for the Islamic leader not to live like the higher class people of the society. So it, at least it's not a desirable model for them to be living in, and it's not a desirable model for them to be following. So Islamic leader should understand and feel what is going on in the last layers and classes of his own society to see the problems and whatever these classes are deprived of, so that he make good decisions to help them. Because as we said earlier, the goal of the establishment of Islamic government is to bring justice for the people.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never for إله